Greetings to all in Jesus' name. Today is Thursday, March the 20th, 2020. I am Ray Osborne, pastor of Cross Point Church in Iuka, Mississippi, 248 County Road 172. I would like to take just a few minutes to share some thoughts that the Lord has impressed me with. Before I continue, let us have a word of prayer. Lord, we come to you today in a serious attitude, God, like never before, because of the things that are coming upon the world and the earth as we speak. Things, God, that we've never seen, that we've never heard of. People are afraid. People are frightened of everyone they come in contact with. Father, we do not know what to do except to call upon you in these times. And Father, we pray right now for peace of mind. God, comfort your children. Cause the ones that are outside your protection plan to realize this is the day and hour that they need you more than they've ever needed you before. Father, we ask you to bless this word as we read and as we speak what you've given us to share. Amen. My topic today is, Behold, the day of the Lord is fastly approaching. And instead of giving you my opinion or opinions of other men that I have read and studied, I want us to look at what Jesus himself said about these times. In the book of Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 39, Jesus said, But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Verse 37 says, But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. This is what Jesus himself said about the coming of the Lord. This is not opinions of men, but this is what Jesus Christ himself spoke. And I think that we need to take great consideration into this today, in this day and hour that we live. Myself, I want to know what thus saith the Lord about these times and the day and hour that we are living in. I'm not here this afternoon to paint a bleak picture of what scriptures teach us about the appearing of the Lord. The scriptures calls the day of the Lord both a great and notable day. The day that Noah entered the ark with his family, he had faith in God to know that he had worked for 120 years preparing himself and his family for that day. What I want to ask you today, are you preparing for the things that are going to come up on this earth in the last days that we are being warned about? Scripture tells us when we see these things and these days approaching to lift up our heads because our redemption draweth nigh. Jesus himself said this in the parable in Luke 21, verses 25 through 28. He also told us that men's hearts would fail them because of fear. I'm not here today to try to get anyone to fear the things that are coming up on the earth, but we must be in reverence and in awe of God Almighty and what his word says and teaches us. To get to the point, God himself is in control of everything that's happening upon this earth, below the earth's surface, and all the expanses of the universe. God is in control. Nothing is going to catch God off guard. Just like the scripture said about the people in Noah's day, they knew not what was up on them until the flood came and carried them all away. You and I can be warned through the Spirit. You and I, as born-again believers that have been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ can know and discern these times because Jesus said that. When you see these days approaching, he does not tell us the day. He does not tell us the hour, but he tells us that when this day is approaching, there are signs that we need to be looking for. I think some of the things that we are experiencing at the present time are signs of this. Just like people today are refusing to believe that America could be faced with the worst pandemic we have ever encountered. We are not here to confess fear, but we are here to advise you to consider the wisdom of God. There is a major, major difference in using the wisdom of God and being afraid. People say, I am not afraid of anything. We are afraid of things. It is instilled within us. People will say, I would not want to live in Oklahoma. I would not want to live in Arkansas because I am afraid of the tornadoes that they have in these parts of the country. But people will tell you, I am not afraid of tornadoes. How many people have you seen walk out and stand in the street when an F5 tornado was coming? If you weren't afraid of that tornado, you would be out there. But we seek shelter. We do what we can do to save ourselves from that. The Word of God teaches us to save ourselves from this untoward generation. As we see this day and hour approaching, we must prepare ourselves accordingly. We must be listening for the voice of God to speak to us. God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of love and peace and a sound mind. If you have a sound mind, you will know the wisdom of God and you will not be ashamed to obey what the Lord tells you to do. But I know for a fact that we had better use wisdom like never before. I personally believe the Lord is calling all of us to a time of reconnection to Him, our families, and reality of mankind. Here are just two or three points to think upon. When the government shuts down airlines, moves hospital ships into place in the harbor of New York and California to take care of the sick, something serious is on the way, or they expect the possibilities of something serious. Also, to really make you stop and think, when the government is willing to send each person in America $1,000 or even more, you need to wake up. How many times is the government willing to shell out money to us? Just think about this. Also look at what China and Italy has suffered. There, as we speak right now, as of today, there are 184 countries and territories affected by this disease. There are 270,000 cases and rising of this coronavirus. There is over 11,000 deaths from this as we speak right now. This is a serious time. This is a serious matter. I would like to ask every one of us to stop and think about what we are doing. Are we asking God to lead, guide, and direct our steps? Or are we getting up every day and telling God where we are going, what we're going to do, and perhaps inviting Him to tag along? We better stop and realize the seriousness of the things that could be facing us. Just because that we are Americans or live in America does not give us special treatment from God. Only the blood of Jesus Christ and the very elect has this promise of protection. And that's not just because of the coronavirus. That is every day that you live. 6 months ago, before we heard anything about the coronavirus to the 10th degree that we're hearing about it now, you still needed God's protection every day, every moment, every hour. But as we see these days approach, perilous times have come upon the earth. We have seen America change in the last 2 weeks more than we've ever seen it in probably the last 20 years because of this pandemic. These next few weeks and possibly months could be very perilous times for hundreds of thousands of people in America. My plea to you today is to ask you to set yourself aside to pray, to fast, to read, to study, and seek God's face for what His plans for you and your life and your family are all about. Because this is no time for fun and games. This is a serious time that has come to America. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You today, God, that You do love us, that You do care for us. God, we thank You, Lord, that You've allowed us to live, myself, for 65 years upon this earth. God, I have got to see the beauty of Your creation. I've got to experience a lot of things in this life because of You, and I thank You for that today. And God, I ask You to please, right now in Jesus' name, encourage Your people. Encourage the body of Christ. Help them, Lord, to see the desire that You have to draw each and every one of us unto You. Father, I pray that we all come together in the unity of the Spirit, into one mind and one accord, like the day of Pentecost, that Your Spirit can move and flow freely through us and through our lives. And Father, the people today in America that do not know You, the people around the world that do not know You as Lord and Savior, Father, I ask You to get a hold of those hearts today. Prick those hearts. Cause them, Father, to understand who You are, what You are, and what Your intentions are. Father, I pray right now for protection to come upon the leaders of our land, upon the military of our land, upon the doctors and the nurses, God, that are sending out reports, and they're saying, we are staying here for You. Please stay home for us. Please do not spread this virus. If we are not a part of the solution, then we are part of the problem. Father, in Jesus' name, instill it up on our hearts today, God, that we are not under bondage, we are not under fear, but we are under the leadership and the direction of Jesus Christ. Father, bless this country, bless this nation, bless our state, our town, our communities, our homes and our families. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.